And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, as well as our engineer extraordinaire, Nick the Geek, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
And there we are. Thank you very much. The legendary John Bon Jovial. Always so much fun having John Bon Jovial aboard and having you listeners with us as well, which is what makes it perfect, because without you, there wouldn't be us. And we're kind of glad to be here. Got another great show lined up here on the David Bowers Awards, the only show that is always an award show. And you and our guests can help us pick the award winners. Like, for example, right now we have our first award winner of the week, and this is from a previous guest. Linda Marks has joined us, and she's got a beautiful, great new song out, which is kind of a tribute to, well, I have to say it, it's a tribute to David Ortiz, Big Pappy, the Boston Red Sox. And, well, listen and tell me what you think. Here's Linda Marks and Heroes.
Shoot. our heroes.
And there you have it. That's Linda Marks and her brand new release, Heroes. Now, Linda has an album coming out in September, and we're hoping we'll be able to get her on the show and be able to preview that for you, too. But this is a powerful new song that she's just released, and you can tell from the lyric that it's not only a salute to Big Pappy, but also a kind of a commentary on today's society and how we keep targeting our heroes. John Bon Jovial, what'd you think?
Well, the subject matter obviously is near and dear to me because being from Boston and being what I consider to be a die and go to hell Red Sox fan for many years, all my life, and then, you know, we had our heroes and have had our heroes on the Red Sox, Ted Williams, of course, Carl Yastrzemski, Pedro Martinez, and, of course, David Ortiz. And when something like this happens, of course, it affects not only a Red Sox fan, but it will affect a Yankees fan. It will affect an Oakland A's fan. I mean, all the spectrum across baseball. And to be able to think that you can go out and shoot somebody and you're going to get your 15 minutes of notoriety. To me, it, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, homie, don't play that game.
Was even, you know, the David Ortiz thing was even more ridiculous than that, because it wasn't even somebody trying for their 15 minutes of fame. It was somebody out with a vendetta against somebody, and then it was compounded by the fact that it went horribly wrong and they shot the wrong person.
Shot the wrong guy. Yeah. I know. So it's crazy.
It's sad. It's sad, and yeah, you're right. It's a sad testament to our society and the fact that, you know, there's no tolerance, there's no negotiating, there's no working problems out. It's just, you're wrong, and I'm going to finish you off type of thing. And that, you know, even in the old West, they had their code of honor, and, you know, you didn't shoot people in the back.
There was a code of honor, a code of ethics, criminality is not a good thing, no matter what it is, whether it's murder or petty larceny or anything like that. But this, to me, along with any of these other shootings that have taken place in this country, is so meaningless. There is no justification whatsoever for this kind of action. I think Rodney King said it best many years ago in the L.A. riots, you know, can't we all just get along?
Can't we all just get along? Absolutely. And it is. And with that being said, I think we should move right along, because we have a couple of guests coming up in a little bit that I know you're going to want to hear. They've got some new music and we're going to chat with them for a while. We have Lisa Mitz standing by. And beyond that, we have Chicago's The Pond Hawks. I know you're going to have fun with that, because we do too every time they're on the show. So let's get things rolling right now. John Bon Jovial, haven't asked you how things are down in sunny Florida, but I guess we've got a minute here. You can give us your update.
Well, you know, Dave, here in Camp Swampy, we live for the humidity and the helicopter-sized mosquitoes. But the one nice thing about this time of year here in Southwest Florida, and maybe I shouldn't say this too loud, because, you know, the snowbirds, they come down in the winter, they enjoy the beautiful weather and everything that Southwest Florida has to offer, and they feed the coffers of our community, including my own business. But I will tell you this, this time of year, where, you know, it's hotter than blazes out, it is actually kind of advantageous to we locals, because we can drive on the roads without wanting to kill somebody and get into our favorite restaurant without having to wait 2 hours. Yes, there is a steakhouse here in town which will remain unnamed, but they're, you know, out back somewhere. And people, I if I'm lying, I'm dying. People wait in the middle of the season 3 hours to get a seat. No. Unacceptable. Will not do that. Ain't gonna happen.
Practice
but tolerance. But other than that, Lena, that's what's going on here in Southwest Florida. Not a whole lot. The water's up to 85 degrees, so it's great for going to the beach and
Or taking a bath,
one or the other.
I think you overlooked one thing, though. I've been seeing on the news that It's not only saddles on the mosquitoes, but understand you've had some alligators turning up in unusual places like people's backyards, in their swimming pools, in the middle of the road. What's with the wild and crazy alligators?
Well, you know, it is mating season for these guys. And
when it's mating season,
they will go out of their way to, you know, look for love. And sometimes, as Mickey Gilley put it, in all the wrong places. But there was last week, there was a 7-foot alligator in somebody's pool about, I don't know, 4 or 5 miles from where I live. And that usually, there's always a story of an alligator being stuck in a pool.
Yeah.
at least 4 or 5 times a year here. It's actually kind of funny.
It is if it's not your pool.
That's true.
Imagine getting up in the morning, looking out in the yard, or worse yet, going out in the yard and seeing an alligator swimming around your pool. Wow. That would be an eye-opener.
I would need
much more than coffee that morning. All right. Let's get this show on the road and listen to some great new indie music. First up, young lady we'll be meeting in just about 4 minutes. Her name is Lisa Mitz. She does some great stuff, and here's one of her tracks called See the Scars.
Don't walk away, please just stay. It's okay, a little longer now. I need you here. Help me through this time. Oh, will you stay one more day? Come this way, a little closer now. I know together we're better than alone. 'Cause I know words, they cut so deep. We often say
try.
And there you have it, Lisa Mitz. See the scars. Right now we're going to hear the stars because Lisa's here to talk with us. Come on in, Lisa, and say hello.
Hi. How are you, David?
Well, we're doing okay for the shape we're in. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really
we're so
good.
Glad to have you here with us today. And tell us a little bit about your about who Lisa is.
Sure. I am a singer-songwriter. I grew up with music, playing the piano. And over the last 10 years, I've put out about 6 albums and 3 singles, multi-genre. I am a Christian artist, but I also go into country, R&B. I have a piano instrumental. I'm a piano background, classical piano. So I kind of cover a lot of different genres. I've worked with some amazing artists, well-known people. And, yeah, and I live in the Seattle area. So that's a little bit about me.
That was one of the things that caught my attention when I came across your music was the cross-genre effect of it, the fact that you do you do country, you do what we'd call pop standard. You just don't limit yourself to any one genre at all. Now, are you doing any touring?
I would love to do some touring, but right now we are gigging and performing quite a bit. We've been, this last year has been so busy, almost every weekend, but mostly in the greater Seattle Puget Sound area. I have done tours in the past in Florida, actually, but would love to get back out there. I just have put together in the last year a fabulous band, and I think we're ready for that now. We just had one of our biggest performances. And they asked us back, so I thought that was a good sign. Maybe
that's always the best.
Maybe we should start thinking about that. Yeah.
And John Bon Jovi would love it if you made it back to Florida because he's down in Naples, and I would not, I would not be at all upset if you happened to stop by Arizona sometime either. So,
okay.
So if you get that way, by all means, let us know which way you're going. And before we, you know, while we're on the subject, I will remind you that we'd like to keep track of our guests after they're off the show and, of course, have you come back again. But keep in touch with us. Let us know what's going on. Let us know when you got new music coming out. And let us know when you'd like to come back because we always love to have guests return.
Yeah, actually, David, now that, you know, I wasn't going to mention it, but we are getting ready to do an Arizona trip because our daughter is going to college down at GCU.
Awesome.
So we will be there, yeah, for a few days. But, yeah, for sure, I'd love to. We've got so much going on right now. I've been between the music awards and everything. It's like a whirlwind of activity, but all good. I cannot complain. I'm very grateful.
And absolutely, having things to do is always a good thing. And it's when you're sitting around with nothing to do, you sit and ask yourself, what am I doing wrong? But awesome. And I'm glad to hear you're going to be making the Arizona trip too. What have you got besides besides doing some gigging? Have you got some new music planned?
Yep, I do. I just, for the first time, performed a brand new song last weekend called The Breakthrough. I'm going to be going into the studio probably in October, mid to end October, working with, right now I'm just deciding which producer I'm going to be able to work with here. And the song is just an awesome message about, kind of out of my own experience of what happens when you work really hard, you just hit that wall. And a lot of times we don't realize that is what the breakthrough looks like right before it comes. You know, there's a line in the song also that says, this is how the darkness feels right before the dawn. Because, you know, it's the darkest before the dawn. And so sometimes what happens is when we hit that wall, we get down, we get depressed, we feel like giving up. And especially as an indie artist, it's really easy to feel that way because you're kind of, you know, you feel alone. You're never going to make it. You're never going to get through. And you know, it, so anyway, that's the message of the song. It's an indie rock song. It got great response when we did it the other night, so I'll be recording that. I'm also finishing up a second piano instrumental album because my first one, Heart Songs, had so much positive response. I think today people are so stressed in so many ways, and people
There's
just
a lot of
love
that, yes.
quiet. Yeah, they just love that quiet, calming music that you can play in an office. You can play if you're having trouble going to sleep. You can play, you know, anywhere, really.
Right,
some people
sure.
like to play it in the car because the traffic's yep. so bad here.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that, too. We definitely will be looking forward to that. Do you have any idea when that will be available?
I'm looking to release my piano instrumental in early October, if not the end of September. I'm working with a producer in Boston, Kenny Lewis, who did my last one. He's worked with some amazing artists too. And then I'll probably release my next single, because of the holidays, I'll probably have to release that at the first of 2020 after the holidays. And then we've got the ISA, International Singer-Songwriter Association
oh, yeah.
Awards this weekend.
Right.
And then I've got the Josie Music Awards coming up in September. So I'm nominated for both in
awesome.
Multiple categories. Yeah, I'm so thankful, so
well,
amazing.
Congratulations and best wishes for you in both categories. We have to stay kind of apolitical here because we have so many of our guests that are up for awards in these and other programs. So we try to stay kind of neutral, but definitely best of luck to you as to all
Thank
of the...
You.
All of the artists. And also, while I think of it, and I want to get John Bon Jovial in here because he's sitting there so patiently waiting to say something, I do want to remind you that we are all over the internet, and you can find us easily. Just search The David Bowers. And I have also a page on Facebook, the David Bowers Awards, which is a group's music page. And that is up there for the sole purpose of our guests having one more place where they can promote themselves, their shows, their new music or whatever. So if you go to Facebook and just search Facebook for the David Bowers Awards, you'll get my music page. It's there for you to use. Whatever you've got that relates to your music or whatever, spread the word, put it on there, and we'll get the word around to others, too. So wanted to remind you of that. And now, John Bon Jovial, it's your turn. Come on in here and say something.
Who? What? Who, me? Well, first of all, Lisa, and just to reiterate what David just said, welcome. We are really, truly thrilled that you're with us today. As far as your music is concerned, I know that in having conversations, both, you know, off air and on air, you know, you've done all kinds of different music, Christian-based music, some country music, pop music, things of that nature. What would you say are your biggest influences in life that have gotten you to the point of where you are today as an artist?
That's such a good question. So I absolutely love the music of the 70s. I just think there's a classic, iconic nature to, you know, certain artists that have influenced even my kids today. You know, Carole King and the rock bands of the 70s, Doobie Brothers and Eagles and, you know, just so many artists that have influenced me, especially as a piano player, too, and a singer and a songwriter. I also am influenced people like Natalie Merchant, Tracy Chapman, and Sarah Bareilles, even of, you know, more current times, and Colby Calais, people like that have been able to capture such amazing songwriting while also bringing in a lyrical singer-songwriter kind of feel. So I kind of cover, it is, you know, as somebody who loves so much music, and, you know, it's funny because when my band says, well, what do you think about this song? I'm like, sure. It doesn't matter. You know, we have such a wide variety we cover. I love Fleetwood Mac also, which, of course, Fleetwood Mac of the 70s was again, very iconic and influential.
Oh,
and
yeah, with Peter Green and the boys, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so absolutely. So we do quite a number of, we do Fleetwood Mac, Tracy Chapman. We do so many different kinds of sounds in our performances. And then we also incorporate a lot of my original songs, which, you know, like you said, of course, it does kind of go, opens up a different unique sound too, because I think that as an artist that's influenced in multi-genre categories, even my singer-songwriter style or my country style or whatever, indie rock, is going to be different. Every artist is going to bring a little something different to the
every
picture.
Signature style and sound, yes, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Before we run out of time here, and I think we've got about a minute or so left, I wanted to ask you to be sure and tell us about this next track we're going to play, because I just think it's a great tune, and I got a hunch there's a little bit of a backstory.
Is this See the Scars that we're talking about?
No, we opened with that. I'm sorry. This is Afraid of Love.
To Be Loved. To Be Loved.
To Be Loved, yes.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I'll tell you real quick. So this song is all about being loved, knowing who you are, and that you, if it's just as you are is enough, is the line in the song. I think today so many people are really trying to find love in ways that they're trying to fill up something inside. And if we could just take a chill pill, as we would say, and just relax and know that truly God made us uniquely, each of us, perfect, and that we don't have to try to be somebody else, I think that
exactly.
We could settle down all of our insecurities and really begin to see each other for our unique differences and love each other in that
Amen
way.
That.
And that's
Amen.
What this song, yeah, that's what this song is all about. It's a fabulous music video. If you haven't seen it, go to my YouTube channel. I think we've had 7,500 views on Facebook already. It's phenomenal music video. A dream come true, a whole other story about producing that music video.
Fantastic. And we thank you so much for coming and sharing some time with us, telling us a little bit about Lisa Mitz so we get to know you, and of course, sharing your music too. Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Mitz, here is To Be Loved.
To be loved with no shame.
will fill the deepest cry.
So much. There she is, Lisa Mitz, and To Be Loved. Thank you so much. What a joy having her join us for the first time on the David Bowers Awards, the show where every show is an award show, which makes each of our guests an automatic award winner. Thank you also to our house band, Titty Bingo, who provide our theme music and drop in on us every now and then with new music. We're looking forward to the next time they come by, but until they do, check them out online at tittybingo.com. They've got some great old rock and roll music I know you're going to love, and I know you'll remember that it's always time to play Titty Bingo. Also, want to remind you that you can help us pick the awards. There's no nominations, no voting or anything like that, no politicking or whatever, just simple awards. So if you know of someone or something that has happened that is music related and deserves a pat on the back or a Bronx cheer, whatever, drop us a line. David@thedavidbowers.com is the address, and put awards in the subject line. And then tell us in a few words why you think this person or event or whatever deserves an award. And who knows, you may hear it right here on the line. Want to remind you also, we've had a couple of people have actually written in asking, do we take comments, requests, etc.? And yeah, of course we do. We love to get your email, you know, your cards, letters, whatever. But our email address is the simplest, david@thedavidbowers.com. Drop us a line. Tell us whatever you've got on your mind, an artist that you'd like to suggest for the show or whatever. Love to hear from you anytime. And we occasionally even read a few of these on the air when they're really good or there's something really noteworthy there. We'll be sharing. I also want to thank and congratulate and salute Mary Perry, who's an accredited disability representative in Rochester, New York. She underwrites the David Bowers Awards on our FM flagship station, WRFZ, FM 106.3 in Rochester, New York, Rochester Free Radio. Thank you so much, Mary Perry. We love having your support, and we love being able to share our music and our guests with all our friends up there in the Queen City, Rochester, New York. We've got a lot of music coming up today, and we're going to be getting to our next guest in just a couple of moments here. It's a return guest that we've had on the show before. And, well, I guess that's kind of redundant. If it's a return guest, of course we've had them on the show before. We always have a great time with them. Very enjoyable and tremendous talents, do some great stuff. And believe me, they are rocking the Chicago area and spreading out into the Midwest. They're going to be making more noise around the country too. They've got some new music coming out. We're going to be sharing some of that, and we're going to be sitting and chatting with them in just, oh, I don't know, maybe what, about 4.5 minutes from now? All right, let's get ready to talk with Jory and Mario, the Pond Hawks, right after we listen to this, which was a former number one for them from their album Dreaming Over Ireland, from their EP Dreaming Over Ireland. This is called Drive.
Oh,
Those are the Pond Hawks, our old friends from Chicago. Thing called Drive, which was a big hit not too long ago. As a matter of fact, it even clocked a couple of number ones around the country. And they are here with us again today to talk about their new song and maybe some other inside information we can get. Jory, Mario, welcome aboard.
Hi, David.
Hey, David, thanks for having us.
John. Oh, our pleasure.
John, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Always a ball having
Always
you guys
on
board with us, and we really enjoy it. So tell us, what have you been up to other than, we know you've got one new song, which we're going to play in just a few minutes here, and I presume you've probably been working on some other stuff.
Absolutely, yeah, and we've been playing a lot of live shows, you know, with the summer coming up, and
We've been kind of out there, you know, with the fans and putting new music together and just having a good time because it's summer.
Oh, absolutely. And that's got to be, that's really has to be one of the best parts of the business, just being out there playing for the people and interacting with them.
Well, getting that instant, you know, feedback, you know, that's...
Oh, absolutely.
Unfortunately, some of the instant feedback comes from the sound guy. But once you get past that...
I can relate to that. I can relate to that. We have that occasionally, too. When our mics work, we have that. But John Bon Jovial is very good, very dedicated. And if nothing else, he can always tell... Dave, we have a problem. You know, he's real good at that. He can identify that we have a problem. Sometimes he's real good at fixing them. Other times, not so much. But
yeah,
hey,
sometimes on occasion.
But what else have you guys been up to? Now we know you've been back on the road, and I know from the reviews that I see, you are very welcome back on the road. But what else you got going on?
Well, we've been dodging a lot of tomatoes out there on the road, man. So trying to wear a lot of, like, colorful red shirts, something like this. But they've been all pretty soft. No, but crowds have been wonderful. We played to a crowd recently with about 8,000 people, maybe a smidge over. And wonderful drummer. Our drummers took some great pictures at the end of the two-hour concert, end of the concert. I asked everybody to hold their cell phones up, and that was it.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. You can see all the lights, like, way
awesome.
Yeah. You know, it's a good thing that it would have been bad if they would have brought their rotary phones, you know, those landlines.
That would have been uncomfortable.
Because they're hard to see
and they're,
in the dark. Yeah.
They're held to hold those suckers up, too. They're heavier. I mean.
This conversation is going downhill rapidly.
yes, it is. But hey,
well, you know what? That's better than our usual.
Well, yeah, right.
So, which is good.
Oh, just get in your Super Mario Kart there and keep on pedaling. did you guys post any of those pictures? I if you did, I missed them, but that's not surprising.
Yeah. They're on Facebook. They're on our pondhawks.com site. They're pretty much Twitter. You know,
RottenTomatoes.com. You know, yeah. all of top vegetable markets in the area are posting them.
Well, you know that's all right for the vegetarians, but what about us non-vegetarians, us, our carnivores?
Oh, well, whatever you throw is going to really hurt.
Well, that was from our early album, Meat, the Pond
Dogs. Yeah, right. Meat, the Pond Dogs.
It was spelled M-E-A-T.
In fact, that magazine in the UK, Fame Magazine, just did a whole article on us, and it says, Meet the Pond Hawks.
It did.
But they spelled it correctly, M-E-E-T.
Yeah, probably they said beat the Pond Hawks. People are lined up for clubs, you know.
Yeah, right.
That's no worse than the picture we put up the last time you guys were on, where I was standing with my back to the camera and my Pond Hawks t-shirt on.
Oh, that was great.
Pond Hawks are back.
I like that.
It was good. It was very clever.
David's back.
Yeah.
I never got a t-shirt.
Well, you should.
I feel so left out.
You'll have to let us know where to send it. We'll send you a t-shirt.
Absolutely.
Okay, you guys get together after we go through this, and you, John, you can con them out of a t-shirt, and everybody will be happy. We should have a picture of you guys with your t-shirts on, you know, so the Pond Hawk is on your back, and we get a picture of your back.
Oh, our back. There you go.
We could do that.
Or maybe a David Bowers or a t-shirt with your radio station.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. You got those?
Yeah, we did. We did have some a couple of years ago. I don't think we got any left, John Bon Jovi.
No, we ran out of them, and through one reason or another, never reordered them. And although we do get occasional requests for them, and we'll have to go back and do that again.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're in Chicago, up north, you know. In the winter, we could wear our long John Jovials. Never mind. Never mind. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys...
one of those interviews, kids.
Glad you guys brought your drummer along with you, because he's the only one that's making any sanity out of this conversation.
Hey, you can't fool me. There is a no sanity clause.
So what do you guys got plans for the rest of the summer? I know you're going to be on the road a while. Where are you going to be heading?
Well, we're doing something out in the... doing the thing... You remember the Woodstock that happened 50 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, well, we're playing this huge, huge party. It's there's a town called South Barrington, and there's this... kind of this gated community called Bridalwood, and they're having Bridalwood stock.
Oh.
So we are the band, so it's going to be the 3+ hour marathon thing.
And oh, that's awesome. For fun, a moment, right? I was
like hippies.
And we got to dress like hippies. They go, you, Jory, dress like hippie. You, drummer, dress like hippie. You, bass player. You, Mario, forget it. Just dress how you always dress. So, you know.
Yeah, I was afraid for a second you were going to say that you were playing that one that they've had trouble finding a place for. And now I guess they're going to hold it down in Maryland and it's going to be a free concert. But they've got no bands booked now because they had to let everybody go and nobody wanted to play it. That's quite a fiasco out of night.
Oh, geez.
Not good.
Yeah, that was one of the ones we should have given the David Bowers Awards to, because that whole thing stunk from the start, I think. It's my opinion for what it's worth, but it just struck me as somebody that wanted to capitalize on the name and make some money, and they couldn't even get their act together to hold the thing. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Fortunately, that's not the one you're playing.
This is a great one.
Good, that's good.
we've played this venue before.
It's always fun. Always
that's
fun.
Always good when they want you back again. You know, you can play somewhere, but it's only good if they want you to come back.
We begged them for years.
Oh, it worked.
Finally, they said, we can't stand it anymore. Call us anymore. You can play.
Well, getting back on a semi-serious note, if we're mm-hmm. even capable of doing that, since the last time we spoke to you, which was, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was less than a year ago, have you discovered anything new in the music business that has kind of set you back a little bit and made you think, wow, maybe this is a direction we should consider, or this is somebody that we should pay attention to?
Well, something blockbuster that really changed.
Is there anything out there that has happened, whether it's a person or an entity of some type, that has changed your way of thinking or your philosophy toward music?
Yeah, there was a sale on Scotch, actually, a couple of weeks ago. And, man, I'll tell you. Yeah, we got the new songs.
So you were read into the Johnny Walker.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mrs. Brown, you got Johnny Walker.
He's one of our co-writers.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I just can't get the serious thing down.
Next time you're on the show, you bring the Johnny Walker with you.
Now we're talking.
Yeah,
that's it. I expect that as an invitation.
Yes. Well,
absolutely.
To answer your question, I think we have been reading a lot. I mean, at least I have, about what's out there in the industry.
And I've been looking at the pictures.
Right.
But when I learn how to read, man, I'm going to read it.
And I think the way we've been going is pretty much the way they advise people that are in indie bands to just kind of use social media, because back in the day in the 60s, you had news, radio, stuff like that. You didn't have the internet.
Television.
Yeah,
that television. Was social media.
Yeah, and so, but now, you know, we have the internet, but then again, you know, there's a lot of people doing the same thing we are. And I think part of the reason why we get noticed a lot is because our music is very diversified. It doesn't sound like the last song, and we've kind of developed a signature type style that people recognize when they hear it. And I think it's also good to just talk to your fans and, you know, see what they think and do shows so you have that human connection. You know, it's one thing when you're listening with headphones to music, you're not really connected to the artist. You're sort of just listening. Right. And from what I'm hearing now is that downloads are kind of on the out at this moment, and people want CDs and vinyl.
Yeah, there is a movement towards that, going in that direction. But I'm glad you went into your music, because before we run out of time, I want you to talk about your music. Talk about this new track that you've got that we're going to be playing here in just a minute or so.
Okay.
Sounds great.
That's your cue. So,
talk to us.
All right. Mario.
Tell us about the track.
The new track, Afraid of Love. Well, this is about somebody who has been burned, either burned in a previous relationship or grew up in an environment where there was a bad relationship and saw, well, and they're afraid to put their heart out on the chopping block, basically. Because you know what? Seriously, nothing hurts worse than being, you know, hurt by somebody you love. You know, people that you hate or hate you, they can talk about you all day. It doesn't matter.
But right.
When somebody loves you, you love somebody in your heart, that's the ultimate. So
absolutely.
This is kind of... it's got a lot of psychological overtones to it, but I don't want to give too much away without having the listener listen to the lyrics.
Or talk to a psychiatrist.
Yes, right. Talk about psychiatrist.
We're going to do that right now, and we're going to thank you both for coming back. As always, the time goes by entirely too quickly, but we're glad to have you back. You're welcome anytime, and we look forward to the next time. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pond Hawks. Here's their brand-new release called Afraid of Love.
Love.
And that's the Pond Hawks, their brand new release, Afraid of Love. We thank you guys for being here with us today. Always a lot of fun talking to Jory and Super Mario. And kind of fun talking to you, John, but I guess our hour is pretty much shot. So I guess it's time for you to take us home, John Bon Jovial.
Yeah, I'm always a fun kind of guy. You know how that is, Dave. Hey, folks, you've done it again. You spent another perfectly good hour with us right here at the David Bowers Awards, and we're grateful for that. The David Bowers Awards is broadcast around the world from the studios of Computer Help USA in Naples, Florida, and of course from the Valley of the Sun in Tempe, Arizona, and is available for free on Blog Talk Radio, also YouTube, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Amazon Alexa devices, and now on TuneIn, the radio app, and Podcoin, the app that actually pays you to listen to podcasts. Be sure to click the follow link on our Blog Talk Radio page and like The David Bowers on Facebook as well as Twitter. Join us next week if you would. We'd really appreciate it for The David Bowers Awards Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern on WRFZ-FM. That's 106.3 on the dial, Rochester Free Radio, and on Blog Talk Radio, Sunday 2 p.m., 11 a.m. Pacific, and 6 p.m. UTC. For more great indie music and talk with the artists that make it happen. So until next week, for The David Bowers, Nick, our wonderfully geeky engineer, and myself, the lovable and affable and legendary John Bon Jovial, we'll see you next week right here on The David Bowers Awards.